Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Michael Amade Show, episode 612, In the Silence. Sitting in the silence, it's easy to consider what is real and what isn't real. And if you're like me, you spend enough time doing this that you eventually come to a place where you realize that without any communication, without any language, without anybody telling you, very little would be seen as real. It would be very hard for us to formulate one of the vast constructions that we use as people to navigate through this life. And while I definitely strive to be kind of not go into the religious territory in this particular podcast, I think that it would be very easy sitting alone to either formulate your own religion or to fall into a very basic type of survivalism, which is kind of a distracted atheism in its own way. But really what I ask myself in these moments of silence is, how do I know that I, in fact, exist? I can feel the breath in my lungs. I can feel sensations. I can feel hunger. I can feel tiredness. But does that mean I'm real? It doesn't, because I'm still stuck inside of my own mind, my own perceptions of what is real and what is not. Ultimately, I come to the conclusion that I don't know. Just like I might know that I'm in my bedroom in the state of Colorado in the United States, in North America, in the planet, in the solar system, in the galaxy, in the universe. But do I know where that universe is? Do I know where that galaxy is? Do I actually know where the solar system is? Do I know where our planet is? Do I know where I am? And in that same way, how do I know that I truly exist? The only answer is I feel that I do. I've been told that I do. But really, it's a feeling. And more as I realize and look into things, I realize that life itself is a feeling. A collection of experiences, a collection of feelings. But deep down, everything about our experience is a feeling. So when I try to create something for others, what I should really be focusing on is the feeling that it creates within them. And only that. Everything should be dedicated to that service, to that purpose. So I guess the question is, in the silence, what do you feel when you allow yourself to do so? I know for some people it's very uncomfortable. For others, it's too easy to enjoy. But what comes to you when you think in these moments? I'd be interested to hear. If you want to find me on social media, you can look up Michael Amade. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. Or you can go to michaelamade.com. That's a good place to find me as well. But until next time, which will be tomorrow, keep living authentically, keep living creatively, and keep living courageously. Good night.